Hey, Fred, Keith here. Before we start the episode, I just wanted to jump in really quickly to share with you about a little book that I've just put out recently. It's called Breakup: How to Heal and Thrive After a Relationship Ends. You know, I had a marriage of about 24, 25 years end in divorce, and it crushed me. I mean, it really got me down. But after I'd licked my wounds for a while, I decided I need to put together a strategic plan to pivot from this loss into my next chapter. So I put together this little plan that I call Thrive. So if you're going through a breakup right now, or maybe you've just gone through one recently and you could use a little help, I encourage you to look for the link in the show notes and check out Breakup: How to Heal and Thrive After a Relationship Ends. All right, now on with the show. Hello, and welcome to Coffee with Keith, help for us Christian misfits. And the term misfits just simply means sometimes you feel like you just don't belong. Does that describe you? If so, you are truly welcome here, my friend. Hi, I'm Dr. J. Keith Brown. Just call me Keith. And my mission in life is to help my, quote, fellow misfits heal their hurts and move their mountains. Just a little bit about me. For the last 30 plus years, I've had the pleasure of speaking, teaching, and performing as a comedy magician in my in-person events all over the country. I am also the published author of fiction and nonfiction books. And let me tell you, I've had the pure pleasure of coaching and mentoring hundreds and hundreds of people over the last 30 plus years. And I am proud of all those things, but I have also experienced setbacks. I know what it's like to experience true loss, and I know what it's like to be attacked within the faith. So, I want to help those misfits out there to truly heal those hurts and move those mountains. Now, just a disclaimer, I am not a medical professional, nor am I a licensed therapist. So, if you need those two things, please do consult a local professional. Otherwise, grab a coffee. Have a seat at my table, and let's chat. This is Coffee with Keith. Hello, and welcome to Coffee with Keith. I am so glad you're here today. Boy, I know it, valuable time. Your time is precious, and I just appreciate so much you spending this time with me. And I just want to remind you, please, if you haven't subscribed, please do so, because during this year of 2022, besides the regular Wednesday episodes that I try to put out every single week to help you and encourage you in your life and in your faith, I'm also going to periodically put out some extra episodes. And there's not going to be any real rhyme or reason to that. It's just whenever my time and my heart tells me to record one and put it out, that's what I'm going to do. So be sure to subscribe. That way you will be sure that you will get every single episode there on your phone, perhaps. Also, having said that, let me ask you, have you given the show a five-star, an honest five-star rating if you like it? That's very important, folks. It really helps our growth. It helps us get known to other people, and it gives them a chance to hear what we are sharing here on the Coffee with Keith podcast. So if you haven't, please do so. You can do that either in iTunes or even on the Apple Podcast app on your phone. And I would be most appreciative if you would do that. All right, today I want to talk about something I think is really, really important, and it has to do with our healing. And you guys hopefully know by now that I'm all about religious trauma and healing from that. Now, I believe in the value of the Christian faith. I am a devout Christian. I believe in the purpose of the church and the use of the church and the blessing of the church. I believe in the church, but I also know that people within Christian faith have often hurt other people, sometimes intentionally, sometimes not intentionally. And I know that sometimes traditional teachings of the church have been painful for some people. And those people, I kind of throw my hat in that rink. I label us as Christian misfits, not because we're bad people, not because of anything like that, only because by definition, we don't always feel we fit in. And it's not really about fitting in, it's about belonging. But that's beside the point. So today I want to talk about something that really, I think, applies to healing from religious trauma. And it has to deal with something that I know is extremely hard. So I'm going to say that up front. This is hard. It's hard to do. What is it? Forgive. Forgiving the person or persons that have hurt us and caused our trauma. Now, you may be sitting there going, whoa, wait a minute, Keith. No way. You don't know what I've gone through, or you don't know how badly they've hurt me. You don't know what they've said to me. You don't know what they've said about me. Oh, but I probably do. Either I have received it personally, or I have coached and mentored people over 30 years that have gone through at least very similar things to you. I am not belittling that at all. I know the damage it does. I know the hurt that it causes. I get that. But I also submit that one of the keys to healing and then thriving after trauma is this idea of forgiveness. So if that's the case, let me just give you four things to think about when it comes to forgiveness, okay? The first is this. Forgiveness is a journey. In other words, when we have gone through trauma and when we've been hurt and when we're trying to heal from our trauma, we're not going to instantly be able to forgive in most cases, unless you are some very special person. Forgiveness is a process. It's a journey. It takes time to get to the place where you can forgive. So don't beat yourself up about that. Understand that it might take you some time. It might take you some working to get there. It may take help from someone to get you there. That's okay. Now, the refusal to even work toward that is not okay, because it's important for us to get to this place if we're ever going to be able to heal enough to move on the way we want to from the trauma. But if you're having trouble right now, maybe this trauma is very fresh for you. Maybe it just happened, or maybe it's been happening all your life and you've just reached a point where you can't handle it anymore. You've stepped away from the trauma-inducing people, but the pain is still raw and you're not at a place where you can forgive yet. That's okay. It's okay. Just keep moving in the direction of forgiveness. And remember, it's a journey. It takes time. Number two, request is not required. Request is not required. What do I mean by that? This is where a lot of people get tripped up. To forgive someone does not require their request for forgiveness. Let me say it again. And I hear this. Our ability, our desire to forgive someone is not predicated by their requests for forgiveness. Why? Because there are times in life when the people that have hurt us, and I see this all the time, especially in people who are dealing with sexual identity. Because the likelihood of anyone who has hurt you because of your sexual identity, the likelihood of those people asking for forgiveness, in my experience, is pretty slim and none. Why? Because they don't think they've done anything wrong. They don't think that they are wrong. They don't think that they don't have a right to tell you that you're an abomination. They feel that it's their right to tell you how bad you are. So the likelihood of them asking for your forgiveness is pretty slim. But there's all types of trauma that happens, and there are many of those cases where we're not going to get a request from the person who hurt us for that forgiveness. There are times that we will, and that's a blessing. But just realize that most times, in religious trauma specifically, my studies, my time, my work, has shown me over and over and over again that often the person who hurts does not ask for forgiveness. Even if we tell them they've hurt us. So, what do we do with that? We understand that forgiveness at that point is not dependent on their request. And you say, well, that's counterintuitive. That doesn't make any sense. So why would I want to forgive somebody that doesn't even want to be forgiven? Well, that's a good question. And if you'll hang on with me just a little longer, I'm going to get to that because that's number four. And I'm not there yet. So at this point, all I'm going to say is that request is not required. Request is not required. The third thing, forgiveness is not condoning. This also kind of trips people up sometimes. I've heard people across from me, and when I was talking to them when I was in an office environment, and people would say, you know, but Keith, I can't forgive them because if I forgive them, they're going to think that what they did is okay. If I forgive them, they're going to think that all those times they hurt me with what they said is okay. Wrong. Forgiveness is not condoning. Forgiveness is not saying, hey, I know what you did. It's okay. It's all right. It's perfectly fine. No, it's not that at all. Forgiveness is saying, oh, no, you hurt me. What you did, what you said was wrong. But despite that, I'm going to forgive. I'm going to forgive. I've had time and time people tell me, he says, you know what, Keith, you know what? I will forgive them. I think I can forgive them when they apologize. It goes back to number two. Request is not required. So I might as well just get to number four because by now you're going like, oh, wait a minute. That still makes no sense. Well, number four is this. Forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves. Forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves. Why? Because to forgive is to release. And what are we releasing? We are releasing the power of that person over us. We are releasing the power of their words over us. We are releasing the power of their actions over us. When we truly can get to that point of forgiving, then we simply release that power that thing, that situation, those people had in our lives. And I'm going to tell you that when we can get there, that is the most freeing of thing. It is absolutely a blessing in life. So, if you feel that you can't get over it, if you feel like that you can't move on, probably it's because it still has a hold of you, because you're still holding that unforgiveness in your heart. Now, again, I'm going to tell you, I know that I know that I know that this is hard. I know it is. I've been there. It's difficult. But it is work that we need to do if we ever want to begin to heal completely in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And number five, forgiveness is only a response to what we have received in our lives as well. Because you and I have truly been forgiven for our transgressions by a mighty, loving God. So what do you think? Do you think you can get to that point? Do you think you can work toward that? I hope so. I hope we all can, because I know that it is a blessing for us. So let me go through those really quickly, one more time. Number one, forgiveness is a journey. Number two, request is not required. Number three, forgiveness is not condoning. Number four, forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves. Make sense? Well, I hope so. And I hope it's something that you want to do, and I hope it's something that you want to work through, and I hope it's something that may be a focus for you in this new year of 2022. Look, if you need help with this, if you need someone to help coach you through the process of maybe even going through forgiveness, whatever the situation is, don't forget that I'm here for you. You just go to jkeithbrown.com, look under coaching. I've got various things there for you. If I can be of service, I'm here. I'd love to be able to help you. Okay? So until next time, don't forget to heal those hurts, move the mountains, and may God truly bless you, my friend. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.